Good evening, I'm Melissa Idris.
I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. All eyes on the Dewan Rakyat sitting today, and that, of course, is what we'll be focusing on for the rest of the show tonight. Earlier today, the motion to remove Speaker of Dewan Rakyat Tan Sri Arif Yusof was approved with 111 votes in favour and 109 against. One MP was absent on sick leave, Maximus Onkili, and the Deputy Speaker, Rashid Hasnun, abstained from voting as he was chairing the proceedings. Now, Azhar Azizan Harun, or better known as Art Harun, was then installed without a vote as the new Speaker of Dewan Rakyat. Similarly, Azalina Uthman Said was appointed Deputy Speaker, also without a vote. Now, according to some observers, Art Harun had a rocky first day as Speaker, especially in trying to maintain order in the Assembly. Now, after the session, in his first press conference as Speaker, he was asked by reporters if he had any regrets about the chaotic environment of Parliament, which the reporter described as a zoo. We have a clip.
No lah, bukan zoo. Itu bukan zoo lah. Itu Dewan Rakyat kita kan. So, pengalaman yang baik. Macam orang kata it's a baptism, kan? So it is a good experience. We learn from that experience.
Okay, so he's going to use that as a learning experience, a baptism of fire, if I may add. So not a zoo, but Dewan Rakyat. But what, there was a lot to be said about the decorum of the Assembly today, wasn't there, Sharad?
Yeah, in fact, if you remember, cast your mind back about 2 years ago when the PH government first came into power, the first few days were pretty noisy. I was myself at Parliament, and I remember, and if you've ever been to Parliament, you should actually go to Parliament to experience it. Mm-hmm. You'll know that there's speakers everywhere, so that you can't escape what's happening in the Assembly if you're out in the corridors. At any rate, so the question, of course, is what do we want, we as Malaysians want of Parliament? I think that's still a very important question.
Right.
And we are waiting to see how Art Harun, trusted to lead the Election Commission, an institution with a lot of problems, being entrusted with Parliament.
Well, okay, so granted it was his first day on the job, I'm sure there will be teething problems as many of us on our first day of work anywhere, but we will look to see how he sets the tone in things, whether he will, not allow for any racist or sexist comments while he is Speaker of the Assembly. And there was a test case today where we had the Batu Kawan DAP MP, Katsu Rani Patu, who she had sought clarification on why the new selection committee lineup did not have any women, to which then the Baling MP from BN, Abdul Aziz Abdul Rahim, interjected with some racist comments. So the question is how the Speaker of Dewan Rakyat reacts to this is really going to set the tone, I think, of how his tenure will be like.
Yeah, there are many things, Melissa. There was the whole fact that, this Parliament session also did not have time for debate. I mean, we've already had two parliamentary sessions where, we had one postponement, then we had one that was less than an hour long. And now, parliamentarians are told that they were only two from, as it were, each side of the aisle were going to be able to debate this motion of the removal of the Speaker. As Anwar Ibrahim, the leader of the opposition this morning as well, he said, this is a big issue.
Right.
And we need to discuss the merits or the demerits of such a move. But this was not allowed. And it does not augur well, I think, for many observers, that Parliament was not allowed or given the space. There's no generosity. We're back to the days of Barisan Nasional when, in fact, there was very little debate or debate was constrained.
So the question is, why not, right? Why limit the debate? And you're absolutely right in pointing out the question whether this is seen to be a big issue, according to Anwar Ibrahim. It is, according to the former speaker, Tan Sri Arif Yusof. He says it is because he says that nowhere in the world is a legislative speaker removed without clear and valid reason. He says no such country has done this except for Trinidad and Tobago because I think there were allegations of corruption with the speaker of Trinidad's case.
Indeed. So, you know, we're setting records here, but not for the right things, Melissa.
No, this is the precedent in the 800-year history of the Westminster system.
Yeah.
So there you
go. Because, you know, remember, we've had discussions with experts on the record of Tan Sri Arif, you know, and asked, well, you know, was he controversial? Was he, you know, the kind of person that, you know, incoming government would want to remove?
Right.
In fact, interestingly enough, MP for Kinabatangan, Bung Mokhtar, made a defense of this move, saying that he felt that any government, a new prime minister, needed to be able to choose a new speaker because they were going to be part of his team, which is a curious statement to make, because it seems to be, you know, again, a confusion about the role of the speaker, the role of parliament, the difference between parliament and the executive. Mm. Yet this argument is being made. I don't know how many in the public are convinced of this. Maybe many are.
Is this reflective of how lawmakers think of the role of speaker in the parliamentary system? I'm curious to know how the current speaker sees this or what his thoughts are on this. In fact, we know of some of, you know, his previous, Ad Harun's previous thoughts on this matter. I think he had a show at one time. It was called Art of the Matter, Dewan Rakyat Speaker, in which he I think criticised a little bit then speaker. It was 2018 and the role of the speaker.
Yeah, right. So what he'd done in this a series of discussions,
yes,
about the law and stuff, Melissa, he you know, Pandika Mulyan Amin Mulia had already resigned because, you know, we had the general election, and he was saying, well, this is what we should be looking at in the coming parliamentary session. It was going to be the first one. He said the first order will be, in fact, to elect a speaker, he says. But then he went on, very interestingly, to name the criticisms of the previous speaker, kind of like outlining what we've had to, endure for decades, right? So he says the previous speaker was seen to be biased, partial, and some of his actions drew a lot of criticism, including the abuse of power. And to illustrate it, he talks about Rule 18, which allows or gives the speaker the prerogative to break, as it were, the order of discussion and introduce an urgent matter. And so when 1MDB came up as an urgent matter, he denied the opportunity for parliamentarians to discuss this by claiming that it was neither urgent nor of public interest. And so we've had in the past speakers of the House, Melissa, who, when looking at squarely at something like 1MDB, can say it's not of public interest. So the quality of leadership in parliament through the person of the speaker, extraordinarily important.
Okay, all right, and that's precisely what we're going to be discussing in just a few minutes. Also, looking at the future of parliamentary reform under the new Speaker of Dewan Rakyat. So stay tuned to Consider This.